Tarvlo.
This is?
Mr. Tarvlo, they told me one is on three and one on four, honey.
Right.
But let's get going. Tarvlo, I've got a bunch of people coming in to see me. They say that the interview the other day got all the very ugly correspondent of the Jewish Telegraph Agency quoted me as trying to make my commitment to Israel based on what the Jews did for me in this country, and that I was requiring the assent to the Jewish people as a condition for supporting their cherished goals, and that this threatens their right to dissent, and in effect it treats the Jews as hostages, and that I was treating Jews not as Americans with legitimate differences of opinion, but as monolith. And that the use of the Jewish war veterans to let them come in to see me, spearhead any effort involving war and peace, is like using the American Legion to try to win support in universities. And the Jewish Telegraph Agency makes the matters very much worse. They say it's snowballing, and the Jews are lining, having meetings, and that B'nai B'rith, the Rabbi Kaufman, and Dr. Wexler, and others are very excited, and that they're wanting to have meetings over the weekend and denounce me. And this morning, Morris Abrams called up, and they put off the meetings over the weekend, going to meet against Monday and Tuesday. So I had Mr. Watson's notes, and I told them that I never made any statement that indicated that I wanted to force Jewish leaders to do anything, that I said that we had a very great deal of gratitude for the Jewish war veterans' resolution supporting us, that I couldn't understand those that didn't support us, but that we had a treaty on Vietnam, and we had a treaty on Australia, and we had a treaty on New Zealand, all the small countries, but some of them we didn't have a treaty on, but we had letters out, and that we wanted to defend freedom and everywhere. And if I pulled out of Vietnam or Thailand or out there, why, and went back to General MacArthur's Fortress America, I could never defend the freedom of any little country, any place, Africa, Middle East, any other place. And that's what I said, and I just thank the Jewish war veterans for what done it. Well, they don't think I should have seen them, and that I shouldn't have done this, so I thought I'd better talk to you. I don't know what you said, but they say that you indicated that it's a matter of religion, and I was trying to regulate Judaism or something. We don't want to deny anybody the right to dissent, and all I want to do is this. I received y'all just like I would receive any other group. I received the B'nai B'rith group a number of times. I've received the Jewish Congress a number of times. I've received the committee. I've received the American Legion and all of them. Now, I appreciate the attitude you all took your resolution. And I said that I appreciated that, and I wish you'd take that resolution and show it to every one of the people that are your veterans or your friends. I think, furthermore, that we ought to bear in mind that if we pursue a policy of Fortress America, that every country in the world, every little country, will then be at the mercy of the big countries. And that's what, in effect, your resolution said, that you appreciated our standing up and living up to our commitments. Now, I did say we don't have a treaty there with Israel, and we don't have it with some of the African countries, but we don't even have one with India. But we have said that if they get in deep trouble, that we will try to see that their territorial rights and their sovereignty is respected. And I think that if we've said that and run out of Vietnam or run out of Australia, run out of New Zealand, that every other country will think, well, we'll run out of there. Now, that's all I said. But I didn't say that we ought to involve we ought to penalize religion, or we ought to force the Judaism or something, that we ought to take money away from Israel. They say that I threatened Israel. I didn't either. We've got nothing to do with that. We've had the best relations with them we've ever had in our life.
They appreciate it very much. Our best natural commander told me that Mr. Shazar was thrilled with the treatment that he had when he was here last month.
Now, they say that that you said that we ought to influence the Johnson. Tarbaugh said, the president said, that we should influence Jewish leaders, that religion as well as patriotism, as a reason why the Jewish people should support his Vietnam position.
Of course, that was in reference, and I don't recall. That was in reference to my statement to you, not yours to me, but my statement to you, that where communism flourishes, Judaism dies. I've said this many times in the past, and I know, I believe it firmly, that Jews can't live under communism.
Well, I didn't say that, though. You bear in mind now, when they talk to you, that this was your statement, where communism flourished, Judaism dies. I haven't tied it to any religion, and I haven't said to the Jews that I'm going to penalize Israel, because I haven't, and I wouldn't. You know that. But you know this, that if they run us out of every little country and we come home and we say that we're not going to have anything to do with the affairs of other nations, you know it's going to affect every little country in the world. You sure did. And I appreciate your conference. I thought you were patriotic, thought you had a wonderful statement, and I appreciate your resolution. But I sure wish that you'd make it clear that I haven't asked anything of you. Don't want anything except to just try to help our country. And I'm not trying to penalize Judaism or Israel or anybody else. Now, isn't it fair to just say this, that you present us the resolution, told us your attitude. I told you that I appreciate it, and that I hope that you would show it to all the other leaders, all the members of your organization, every Jewish veteran and every other leader that you could, because if our country got to the point where we sought isolationism and Fortress America pulled out, there's no country in the world could depend on us. And I said nothing about penalizing Judaism or using them as a tool or threatening them or trying to make them a hostage or any of that kind of stuff, or threatening their right to dissent, or basing my commitment to Israel on what they did in Vietnam. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
You tell Mr. Putterman that so that they don't try to split us up. And I, now what did Abe Feinberg say? That's all I ask you to do, and that's a good thing to do, and you keep it up, and to hell with whatever anybody says about it. We got a right to dissent, too, and if you want to pass a resolution and say that we're doing the proper thing, we ought to have a right to do it just like every other organization.
That's absolutely it, sir.
Thank you a lot.